Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Plan Line. My name is Tanaya. I need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I had answered the question wrong on my weekly certification, but I talked to someone about it on the other line, and they fixed it for me that I did get paid this week. But I'm looking at my tracking record now, and it says your claim has been inactive. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certification. So I was wondering what happened, what that means.
Okay, you said you already. Let me have a social.
Oh, it's 419-908-798.
You said 8798?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Yes, it's Willie Mae Bolden.
Okay, and your date of birth?
It's 7/21/66.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, you say you got paid and now they want you to open another.
It has been inactivated. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certification. That's what it said on my port.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now once you had got paid, did you stop doing your weekly certifications?
No.
You kept doing your weekly certifications?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I don't understand.
Okay, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, did you report any of your earnings?
Yes, and that's what I talked to the lady about on the other line that you have to make the appointment about, and she
mm-hmm.
said that I wasn't supposed to put it down as my earnings because it was, she said it was something, so it was not that I worked for that. So she fixed it on that end. So I don't know. I don't know what else I need to do.
Okay, one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, but the problem is we have to reopen your claim on our side because they fixed it on theirs, but they didn't fix it on our side.
Okay, so when I reopen the claim, do I have to have that waiting week again?
Ma'am?
Do I have to have a waiting week again like I did before?
Time for the process? For the process?
Yes.
Everything. You know, I always, a claim, I always have to process. They'll just put it with your new claim and just look at it again.
Okay, so I got to start all back over again.
Well, it's not really starting all back over. You'll still be the same. It's just you have to open it back up so you can claim your next set of benefits because you already got paid for your first one.
Okay. All right.
All right, you can come in. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Do you need any more questions?
So how do I do that? What do I need to do?
Would you like to reopen it with me on the telephone?
Yeah, might as well go on and do it, yeah.
Okay, have you worked on anything other than your last name?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you start active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
A associate degree in others.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Outlaw.
Hey, do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Is that driver license state in Alabama?
Yes.
Can you provide me with a driver's license number?
Yes, it's 516-1099.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit via your checking or savings account on the Alabama Advantage
yes.
Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you like to do?
Direct deposit.
And that's a traditional bank, a physical bank you can walk into?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Is that a physical bank you can walk into?
Yeah.
Checks or savings?
Checking.
Hey, when you have it, can you provide me that routing number?
Okay, the routing number is 252083881.
Yeah. That was
20883881. Let me make sure. Yeah. That's it. Wait a minute.
Uh-uh.
Can you hold? Let me get my glasses.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready now. It's 2620838881. That was right.
2620838881.
Yes.
Okay. And what's that account number?
2718360 16
16
Yes.
2718360 16
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me?
It's 1217 Pine Tree Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Okay, that's 1217 Pine Tree. Pine Tree Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235. Is your home address different from your above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Hey, can you provide me with a good telephone number for you?
Yes, 205-218-6785.
Okay. Okay. I want to ask you three questions.
Okay.
When did you purchase the property at 3594 Ellis Tarvis L Square, May 2002, June 2006, October 2020, or I never been associated?
No, I haven't purchased any property there.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived or been associated with? 1028 West Harlem Avenue, 1066 Grand Oak Drive, 305 Fairfax Avenue, or 4 Van Way, or none of above?
None of the above.
Which other following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1049 Hilltop Parkway, 4111 Skyland Drive South, 4131 Greenport Road, 629 County Road 129, or never been associated?
Hilltop.
My computer's just freezing up.
Okay.
Okay. It's up now. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. Reason for break-in claim. What was your report earnings?
It was the wrong information given.
I'm sorry?
Wrong information given.
Wrong information.
Yeah, I was supposed to not match no. No, not match yes for that first answer, which I did. It was supposed to be no.
Okay.
So I guess I did the question, said the question wrong.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to set full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades occupation?
I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension or other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for the last 18 months?
No.
All right. What was that job title?
I'm a Head Start teacher. You can say preschool teacher. That's what they say now. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, is it kindergarten, preschool, middle school, secondary school, or elementary?
Preschool.
Preschool teacher. Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with health federal income tax?
Yes.
All right, your PIN number is 9866.
Oh, let me write that down because I got PIN number. You said 9866.
Yes, ma'am. Same PIN number associated last of your Social Security card. Excuse me, last
okay.
Associated with last of your social last of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait a minute. That was not up there. Oh, has your phone number changed since last time you filed from 205-218-6785? Yes, ma'am.
No. No.
Okay. Well, okay. I have reopened your claim.
Okay. So do that. That doesn't change my benefit year, do it, or anything.
No.
Okay, good. All
so
right.
It like, say if you like miss a week of certification, you'll just have to open your file, open your refile. That's the same thing. What it is, you're just opening, reopening it, so they so you continue on with it.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Okay. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim. I hope you enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye.